Hey guys, it's Nick from Game Time. Thanks for listening to our podcast and stream online and on the app. Just remember, it's still radio, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So please remember, all the time you spend listening to 1620 The Zone AM radio, remember, 1620 The Zone AM radio. Oh boy. Game time. 1620 The Zone, 1620thezone.com. Nick, what are you saying, oh boy, about? Well, here's the thing. Twitter's an interesting place. It really is. And while I will say this, with Twitter, I never want to sign off on a world where it's only one side, like fans and media members can spew out and say whatever they want and athletes just have to take it. You know, I don't want to live in that world. I don't want to sign off on that. But I also think there's an element of discretion, decision-making on whether or not you want to engage in debates on Twitter with fans or media members. Because again, my thing is like, by engaging in it, you legitimize it. What's the old saying? I know Jay-Z didn't coin this phrase, but Jay-Z is always the one that I harken back to. A wise man once told me, don't argue with fools because people from a distance can't tell who is who.
Bars.
But that, right? Like, I'm sure Jay didn't, like, he got that from probably like Socrates or something. But like, that's the first time I heard it. And there are so many things within Twitter that are that. And again, by engaging in it, you legitimize it. Now, I'm not saying you can't have a rebuttal I don't want to live in a world where I say you just, athletes and coaches have to sit there and take all the credit, like they can never respond. But you know what I'm saying, right? So, I can say this. A fellow coworker, Chris Broussard, how about that? Chris Broussard was on with, I believe, Colin Cowherd. And Chris Broussard had a couple of interesting takes that basically, I want to get it so I have it right in front of me of what the exact quote is from Broussard. So Chris Broussard went on to say something about Kevin Durant's worst nightmare is coming true. Basically, saying if the Warriors win a title without Kevin Durant, does that diminish his two rings he has, right? Probably, I mean, interesting conversation. I mean, diminish probably isn't the right word. Does it maybe continue to alter the way of it? Maybe a little bit. Maybe a little bit. Diminish, I'd say that's a strong word for it. Diminish is a strong word. Broussard went on to say that players around the league tell him to put an asterisk by Durant's two championships. And so, you guessed it, Kevin Durant has responded. Kevin Durant responded, tweeting at Chris Broussard, I see a little exaggeration there, buddy. My worst nightmare? You sure that this is the worst that it can get? Okay. And then somebody named Ogden Joshi, at Ogden Joshi on Twitter, tweeted at KD saying, calm down, we know you're sensitive. KD then responded, you right. Let me chill before my sensitivity flare up. You a real one, bro. Obviously, it feels a little tongue-in-cheek with that stuff. So, Kevin Durant, here's the thing with this stuff. The stuff that, In all reality, you probably only respond to things on Twitter that maybe have a shred of truth in them. Or the stuff that really gets you worked up, maybe gets you worked up because there's an element of not true. Like, there's a reason. Like, if something truly doesn't bug you, then you probably won't respond. And with Katie, it's like, dude, just exercise a little bit of discipline here. Just a little bit. I don't care what anybody, it's a bad look when your team is in the middle of a pretty remarkable stretch without you, which again, if you're a team first guy, you should be all about. You should be like, damn, my boys are out there killing. This is, you know. It's a bad look when your team's in the middle of trying to win the Western Conference Finals, go to another NBA Finals and win another title, and you're out there going back and forth with Chris Broussard on Twitter. You're out there going back and forth with at Ogden Joshi on Twitter. Like, at some point, like, it's not worth it. And again, it's hard because I do not want to sign off on a world where players can't respond. But there's a time and a place. And again, is there anything more hilarious than when Kevin Durant, like, he likes to pretend like this stuff doesn't bother him. And I don't care what you blog boys say, all this stuff. Like, but yet, he's always the one that is making burner accounts to go out with people on Instagram. Now, which is it? Either the stuff doesn't bother you and you think it's stupid, or it bothers you and you don't like, and you're going to engage it. I mean, come on.
This is so good.
You are in your team is in the middle of the Western Conference Finals. You're trying to rehab and get better, and you're going back and forth with Chris Broussard on Twitter. Like, that's what we're on. I mean, that's what we're on. Even over the weekend, he went at it with someone on Instagram that he must have totally misunderstood what this guy was saying. So Warriors Talk tweeted out, Warriors, you know, the final score, Warriors win, da-da-da-da, take a 3-0 lead. And then somebody on Instagram name, MJaquez2330 responded, doubt us without KD, doubt Curry, Clay, and Dre, and keep thinking Milwaukee is better. Y'all doubters and haters will see. This seems pretty fine, right? I mean, I don't know what to... Okay, that apparently summoned Kevin Durant to say, very divisive, Mikey. Let's celebrate this win as Dub Nation. F wrong with you. What?
Huh?
Excuse me?
Wait.
I don't even understand, like, why that would be, like...
What?
What you're upset about.
Right, dude was defending you.
Like, he's just supporting the Warriors.
Right.
He didn't even take a shot at you. What's wrong with you, dude? It's not F wrong with Mikey. It's F wrong with you, KD. Like, what? Oh, man. I mean, it's just... What is going on? Like, could you imagine Tom Brady the week of, like, the AFC Championship game? Or Gronk's... Like, Gronk's maybe a bad example. But Tom Brady, like, arguing with Chris Broussard on Twitter... Or at Mikey, whatever, on it. Like, I mean, again, by engaging in it, you legitimize it. And you also validate all that people already think. You know, people think you're a sensitive, rabbit ears, thin skinned superstar. And all you're doing is validating all that stuff. You're validating all of it. I mean, unbelievable.
He needs a better publicist or something.
I mean, come on, man.
Come on, man.
I mean, come on now. Oh, I mean, seriously. Come on, dude. You know, I mean, I just don't.
I can't help but laugh. It's just,
I know.
Like, Nobody else is doing this.
Come on, dude.
Nobody else is doing this.
Yeah, everybody
else,
like.
They're focused on the job at hand.
The job that they're, I mean, it's like, come on, man.
You got an injury you're trying to come back from.
Yeah, like, just, come on, man. What are you doing? I just think, it's amazing.
And this dude wants to go possibly play in New York?
That's what I don't get. It's like, you want to go play in New York now?
This?
Where people there are just mean. Like, everybody there is just mean.
Like this is nothing. Can you imagine what them boys like John Starks and Patrick Ewing are going through?
I mean,
shoot, look at the roster now. Imagine what those boys are going through.
I mean, you want to go there? Okay.
All right.
That's what's funny about it. I would say the two most ill-equipped superstars for New York are Kyrie and KD, and they might both be heading to New York.
For real.
The two most ill-equipped mentally and emotionally for New York are the two guys that might be heading to New York. You got to be kidding me. And I don't know if I talked about this on Friday, but, for me, I don't want to make a mountain out of a molehill or anything like that, but like, why hasn't KD even been on the bench since he got hurt? I get not traveling to Houston. I get not traveling to Portland, right? So you're going to get better treatment when you're at home at your facility. Like, I get that. I get it. But like, why can't he even be, even just be on a seat behind the bench? Like, maybe right on the floor might not be good because someone comes at you, you got to stand up and move. It might not be like, but why can't you? Again, that just it plays right into what people are kind of maybe theorizing, that like you don't feel great about what's happening on the floor. Like, why can't I mean, again, I don't want to make this into a huge deal, but it's like, I mean, you're supposed to be the leader, the guy, all this stuff. You claim to be like, this is my team, all that stuff. Like, where, like, bro, you got into witness. The only evidence of Kevin Durant being alive the last week and a half is his Instagram post after game 6 of Houston. Do you see that still image of him in a black hoodie looking at the box score in the hallway
Yep.
of the Warriors game? And now today's back and forth with Chris Broussard. Other than that, dude has gone into witness protection since he blew out his calf. It's like, come on, man. Come on now. A wise man once told me, don't argue with fools, because people from a distance can't tell who is who. Again, you engage in it, you legitimize it. So just like, wow, dude, just put Twitter down for 5 minutes, dude. Put Twitter down for 5 minutes. Go on a walk. God. Unbelievable, isn't it?
Oh, I love me some. I love this so much.
Oh, man. All right. 402-951-1620. Can email me, nick@1620thezone.com. You can hit me on Twitter @NickBob. We're live from the Next Gen Mail Medical Clinic Zone Studios. I promise I'm not getting into a Twitter fight with KD. I promise. All right. Game time.